In the years after the First World War, the United States stood as one of the most powerful nations on Earth, yet many Americans wanted little to do with the burdens of world leadership. The country had emerged from the conflict with immense industrial strength, expanding financial influence, and a growing sense of its own importance, but victory had not brought the peace and moral clarity that many had expected. Instead, the war left behind grief, disillusionment, unpaid debts, political bitterness, and a suspicion that American soldiers had been sent across the Atlantic for reasons that were far less noble than the slogans of wartime propaganda had promised. In the 1920s and 1930s, this disillusionment shaped a powerful mood known as isolationism, a belief that the United States should avoid foreign wars, distant alliances, and political entanglements in Europe and Asia. Isolationism did not mean that Americans ignored the world entirely. The United States remained deeply involved in international trade, finance, diplomacy, and cultural exchange. Yet when it came to military commitments, collective security, and the defense of other nations, many citizens and lawmakers insisted that America's first duty was to stay out. This mood had deep roots in American history. Since the early Republic, many Americans have repeated the warning associated with George Washington against permanent alliances and foreign entanglements. During the 19th century, the United States had expanded across the continent and projected power in the Western Hemisphere, but it had generally avoided the great alliance systems of Europe. Even when the nation became an imperial power after the Spanish-American War, many Americans continued to imagine their country as different from the old empires across the Atlantic. The First World War shattered that illusion for a time, drawing the United States into a global struggle that President Woodrow Wilson described as a crusade to make the world safe for democracy. Yet when the fighting ended in 1918, the peace settlement failed to satisfy American hopes. The Treaty of Versailles punished Germany, redrew borders, created new states, and established the League of Nations, but it did not create a stable international order. At home, the United States Senate refused to approve American membership in the League, marking a decisive rejection of Wilson's internationalist vision. The refusal to join the League of Nations was one of the clearest signs that the United States wished to retreat from the responsibilities that came with victory. Many senators feared that League membership would limit American sovereignty and force the country into future conflicts without the direct consent of Congress. Others disliked Wilson personally and resisted his attempt to shape the post-war order around his own ideals. Still others believed that Europe's rivalries were ancient, complicated, and dangerous, and that the United States had no obligation to police them. This debate revealed a fundamental tension in American foreign policy. The country had become too powerful to remain completely detached from world affairs, but many of its citizens still wanted the freedom to choose when and where to act. That tension would define the two decades between the world wars. During the 1920s, American leaders pursued a cautious and selective form of international engagement. The United States did not join the League, but it participated in disarmament conferences, negotiated treaties, and used its financial power to influence Europe. The Washington Naval Conference of 1921-1922 attempted to limit naval competition among major powers, especially the United States, Britain, and Japan. The Dawes Plan of 1924 and the Young Plan of 1929 addressed Germany's reparations payments and the flow of loans from American banks to Europe. In 1928, the United States joined dozens of other nations in signing the Kellogg-Briand Pact, which renounced war as an instrument of national policy. To many Americans, these efforts suggested that peace could be preserved through treaties, diplomacy, and economic cooperation without requiring binding military alliances. Yet beneath the surface, the international order remained fragile. Germany resented the Versailles settlement, Italy felt cheated by the peace, Japan sought greater influence in Asia, and the Soviet Union remained isolated and ideologically hostile to capitalist states.